It is November 17th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our Hits and Takes section, stories from the First Read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cboe Global Markets is looking smarter and smarter for having shut down its Bitcoin futures contracts affiliated with the Winklevoss twins, as Genesis Trading is one of the latest firms to be caught up in the FTX fallout. The Financial Times reported, Genesis Trading has halted withdrawals at its lending unit. Instead, Cboe went out and bought ErisX, which had a market model that matched Cboe's tastes better, and renamed it Cboe Digital. At the recent FIA Expo, Cboe Digital was well represented. Cboe did a nice job of presenting the brand. Maybe it's time to move past some of the personalities of crypto and focus on the product and what it can really do, instead of pointing out the elusive billions of dollars some crypto entrepreneur is worth. Focus on the value to users of the product, assuming there are some. Why did some people invest in FTX? Because that other company had, or that famous person had. That is the Madoff fallacy. Do your own due diligence. Think for yourselves. Don't be a sheep, or worse, a lemming. Sam Bankman-Fried has resigned as CEO of FTX, but he can't stop talking about the company. Bloomberg reports Bankman-Fried tells his side of the story of FTX's collapse in tweets. You would think he would have discovered the rule of holes. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. I know how you love real estate news, but this one does not involve a former Chicago hedge fund manager. The Wall Street Journal covers price cuts in high-end luxury homes with a story about a financial services executive who tried to sell his ranch for $30 million and has since cut it down to $11.5 million. The story is titled, "He thought his home might sell for $30 million. 15 months later, it's the steal of the century." If you're looking for a nice little place on the water in Boca Raton, Florida, there is a home for sale for $41.5 million on the Intercoastal Waterway that is the priciest home for sale in Boca. The memorial service for my mother, Marjorie Jane Lothian, will be on December 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Glenview Community Church in Glenview, Illinois. There will be a reception after the service. This is the church my parents joined after they married, where they raised three boys, where all three boys were married, and where in the memorial garden my mom's ashes will join my father's. MSCI is hosting COP27 recap, key outcomes, and what comes next on November 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The free virtual session will share insights, discuss key outcomes, and provide context and relevance for companies and investors from COP27. Register with a link in today's newsletter. PRI in person and online 2022 is taking place November 30th through December 2nd in Barcelona, Spain at the Barcelona International Convention Center, located in 22 at Barcelona's Innovation District. More than 2,000 investors, policymakers, and other sustainable finance stakeholders will be joined by a global audience to learn, network, and collaborate on how to drive the global ESG agenda. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. The Reasonable Investor USA Conference will take place on December 6th to 7th in New York City at Convene 117 West 46th Street, New York. Speakers include Grish Narula, head of climate transition finance for ICE. This is an in-person only event. register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Our Marketwiki Education short of the day is Morgan Slade, Quant Trading and Superpowers. In this video from Marketwiki Education's World of Opportunity event in New York, Morgan Slade, CEO of CloudQuant, discusses the difficulties most people face when trying to enter high finance. Get your foot in the door at a large hedge fund is tough these days unless you went to an Ivy League school and graduated summa cum laude. CloudQuant is changing the game by offering institutional quality research with high frequency data for anyone, regardless of background, to apply to algorithmic trading. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Daily Beast. Fallen crypto billionaire admits his persona was a sham in new interview. If there were lingering doubts about Sam Bankman-Fried's strategic thinking, assuming one could overlook the bankruptcy filing, the bizarre tweets, and the billions of dollars in missing customer assets, those doubts surely evaporated after midnight on Wednesday when the fallen billionaire chose to DM with the reporter at Vox to discuss his imperiled crypto exchange FTX, delivering answers with a level of candor that would make many attorneys wretch. My comment, candor is an amazing thing, but proving what a good liar you are has never worked for me. I don't know where the lies stop and the candor begins. Here's a story from Reuters. Taylor Swift resale tickets soar past $28,000 amid fan frenzy. Ticket resellers were trying to fetch as much as $28,000 per ticket on Wednesday for Taylor Swift's upcoming U.S. Stadium Tour as fans flocked online for a second day looking to score seats to see the anti-hero singer live. Jeff Bergstrom had a comment today. Maybe if it was a tour of Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison, I could see it. My comment, a friend of my daughter, Kat, snagged two tickets for the Pittsburgh concert and is taking her to the concert. Here is a story from CoinDesk. Crypto exchange Gemini suffers $485 million rush of outflows amid contagion fears. Gemini, a crypto exchange custodian founded by the Winklevoss brothers, has suffered a rush of withdrawals as crypto firms wrestle with the reverberations of the FTX Alameda bankruptcy and subsequent contagion within the digital asset industry. My comment, there is nothing to Winklevoss at. Here's a story from Fortune. Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, and Steph Curry, among celebs, sued in FTX Ponzi scheme. A number of high-profile celebrities, including comedian Larry David, tennis star Naomi Osaka, are suffering a hit to their reputations after endorsing the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX. Now their pocketbooks could also take a hit. On Wednesday, Oklahoma man Edwin Garrison filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of FTX users, describing the company as a Ponzi scheme and saying the celebrities had endorsed unlicensed securities. In addition to FTX, other defendants in the suit include NFL star Tom Brady and his supermodel ex-wife Gisele Bündchen, NBA legend Steph Curry and Shaquille O'Neal, Major League Baseball's David Ortiz and Shohei Ohtani, and the Golden State Warriors. My comment, celebrity endorsements are becoming very expensive for celebrities. I also said, Variety also has a story about this titled, Larry David, Tom Brady, Stephen Curry, Other Celebs Sued Over FTX Crypto Exchange Collapse. Here's a story from CoinDesk. FTX employees were encouraged to keep life savings in the now bankrupt exchange, sources said. Retail and institutional investors weren't the only ones to get rug pulled by FTX swift and stunning collapse last week. In addition to losing their jobs at the now bankrupt exchange, many FTX employees also appear to have significant amounts of personal wealth locked up at the platform, wealth that is likely gone after being sucked into the black hole of the FTX disaster. my comment. This was a huge red flag and the thing that pisses me off the most from an employee's standpoint. Even smart people who knew better had to play along, and like MF Global employees, they lost it all. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's GLN. Our top story Wednesday was overwhelmingly FTX came dangerously close to upending futures markets from Bloomberg. Second was FTX's collapse leaves employees sick with anger from the Wall Street Journal. Third was John's picture of pork belly in the outtrades playing at the gala at the FI Expo in support of the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's GLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The headline, FTX was an empty black box all along. Sam Bankman-Fried made crypto charming, and only now is the frightening scope of his fiasco becoming clear for everyday investors. The epic unraveling of cryptocurrency exchange FTX.com has delivered many shocks. The $8 billion in liabilities it couldn't pay, its huge exposure to its own magic bean digital tokens, the apparent misuse of customer funds, and the mysterious unauthorized withdrawal that drained off a chunk of the money that remained. Even so, it could have been a lot worse. Founder Sam Bankman-Fried had been trying to expand beyond crypto enthusiasts to capture the assets of everyday savers and investors in stocks and funds. The music stopped before he could get there. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Australian Stock Exchange apologizes for dropping botched blockchain upgrade. Pioneering project failure threatens to leave country behind UK and EU, critics say. Australian Stock Exchange has apologized for abandoning a year-long plan to upgrade its clearing and settlement system to a modern blockchain-based platform after a series of delay. The Australian Stock Exchange's move to drop the upgrade of its clearinghousing system calls time on a project that critics say has cost the country its head start in developing a more efficient trading system. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street sours on Coinbase, signaling broad crypto doubts. Prices of exchanges, bonds, and stock reflect anxieties after a collapse of rival FTX and sharp declines in Bitcoin. A year ago, cryptocurrencies were roaring, and Coinbase Global Inc., considered the Charles Schwab of crypto exchanges, was fresh off an IPO that valued the firm at $85 billion. Today, one market-based measure suggests that investors have doubts about whether the company can survive. As a publicly traded entity, the U.S. firm, which originated in San Francisco but says it has no headquarters, seems to have steered clear of the complex financial maneuvers that helped fell FTX, a competitor whose stunning collapse has rocked an already reeling industry. Nonetheless, Coinbase has been burning through its cash and losing the confidence of investors. Its shares are down 81% since the start of the year. Its market capitalization has shrunk to about $11 billion, and its bonds are trading at a little more than half of their face value. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.